Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. There's talk of a strong El Nino on the way this fall, and that could make things a little more active than usual for almond growers at the end of harvest.
I guess the key point is it's not a passive practice once the nuts are on the ground. Because once they're on the ground and they're wet, there are things that are documented, there are practices that are documented to increase the rate of drying and help you get the nuts out of the orchard in a good condition for delivery.
University of California Cooperative Extension Advisor Franz Niederholzer says the nuts can be salvaged in wet weather, and there are several things growers can do in all harvest stages when the rain comes.
The nuts are going to dry on the tree better than they will on the ground, so if rain is forecast, don't shake. If the rain is forecast and nuts are harvested but too wet to pick them up, you know, move them around, get them off the wet ground, or at least roll them. They'll dry faster when moved. They'll dry faster flat, of course. If they're in a windrow and they get wet, and conditioning dries them faster than running them through the pickup machine and dropping them back on the orchard floor. Oftentimes, someone will take a nut buggy and hold the bottom open so they don't scatter when they come through the harvester, the pickup machine. Or some folks have dedicated conditioning machines now. But those are the basic information we have. Once they're on the ground, they get wet. Moving them around, changing their position, exposing them to dry air is really important to getting them dried faster and then up to the hauler.
Niederholzer says the worst thing you can do is pick up wet almonds and add them to your pile. But diligent care while they're on the ground after a recent rain event can save the product.
The faster you get them dried to the proper moisture content, concentration, the better the quality and the faster you get them out of the orchard. And if you're in a rain cycle, of course, you want to beat the next rain. Hopefully you're not.
You can get more information online at almonds.com/grower. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgnetWest.com.